to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and you're very welcome to the podcast today. The topic we're looking at is ConvertKit versus MailChimp versus AWeber email marketing review. So are you finally down to your last two? Say, for example, ConvertKit versus MailChimp. Trying to decide which one of these email marketing providers you will choose for your business. As a business, investing in an email marketing provider is important and essential. However, making that final decision can prove troublesome if you have never used any of the providers before. Ensuring that you understand what is included and how their services will compare to the standard operating procedures already employed by you, your business, or as a startup is almost impossible without proper review. Many small businesses know that they need to have an email list, but they are not quite sure how to get it started and what sort of features they need to get the results that they want. They also struggle with the fear of actually understanding how they should communicate with these people who are interested in what they offer. The truth is that email marketing can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. For a small business or startup, there is no need to overthink things. In fact, the biggest action you need to take is to get started. In this particular podcast, I will look at what an email marketing provider is, why it's important, a review of ConvertKit, a review of MailChimp, also a side-by-side comparison of AWeber and ConvertKit, as well as MailChimp, so that you would know which one you'd eventually choose out of the three. Hopefully it helps. So what on earth is an email marketing provider? Well, as the name may suggest, an email marketing provider assists a business, organization, or even a blog with their email marketing requirements. Email marketing as a whole involves just collecting emails from your followers, members, subscribers, interested parties, with a view to keeping them in the know and also generating a revenue for the business. The process can range from sending out emails about upcoming events, sales, changing company information, running competitions, or just general broadcasts. You are probably thinking that it is just as easy for you to send these messages using your email client. But this is not as simple as it sounds. In one sense, your email marketing service can double as a butler service in that it knows who your prospects are and your customers as well, not on a personal level, obviously, and what prompted them or interested them in signing up for your business email or business marketing. And why do you need an email marketing provider anyway? Okay, let's imagine a scenario. Imagine for a second that you have probably 1,000 customers and you sold over 20 different kinds of things like widgets. Let's call it widgets for now. And they all range in sort of colors. These 1,000 customers have their own preference when it comes to buying your widgets. In fact, when they sign up, they indicate on the form what their preferences were, so you know based on that information. So let's say you have an event in about 4 weeks' time and you want to be displaying, it's like a trade show, you want to be displaying these 20 widgets, and that the widgets be displayed over a week-long event. And each day you'll be focused on four of those widgets. Hopefully I haven't lost you now. Answer this one question. How on earth will you be able to efficiently send a message to these 1,000 customers about their specific interests in these widgets if all of the information that you're going to have on these customers resides on an Excel sheet? Yes, you can hire a VA, or yes, you can actually have all of this information in a CRM. or customer relationship management software just to check on the information, but how do you actually send these messages efficiently? And not only send it, but track to make sure that the emails were delivered, track to see who opened the email, track to see if anybody clicked on the links. It's kind of impossible to see that if it is you do not have an email marketing provider. Email marketing software gives you the ability to not only segment the data, but your customers can also be tagged based on the link that they clicked within the email that you sent. In fact, the most important reason for using an email marketing service is the safe delivery of emails, as well as not getting your domain blacklisted as spam. So here are a list of my favorite ConvertKit features. I have been using ConvertKit for a while, and there are a number of features that come as standard that make it easy for me to use their service. These features include an easy form creation, integration with WordPress.org or self-hosted WordPress, list segmentation, tagging based on link clicks, integration with Thrive Leads, smooth delivery of content upgrades or freebies, intelligent broadcast features, cool autoresponder sequences, visual automation, and clever reporting. So let's look at each one of those in turn so you can understand why or what comes as standard with ConvertKit. If you have no idea what I mean by when I say easy form creation, just think of it as the thing that you use to capture the name and email address of a prospect or a customer. Bingo! You can create as many of these forms as you would like, which will help you with segmentation later on. For example, in my blog, I discuss many topics around digital marketing as it relates to blogging. The topics can therefore have a wide range and include things like social media marketing, for example, LinkedIn, Facebook, SEO, Pinterest marketing, lead generation, and everything around starting a blog. Because of this, I need to segment my lists before they go into my email marketing service. And the best way to do that is to have a separate lead capture form for each broad topic. So I have a lead capture form for everyone who's interested in SEO, someone who's interested in Pinterest marketing, someone who's interested in Facebook marketing, etc. You get the picture. In the show notes, I have included an example of what the lead capture form conversion ratios look like. And you'll have to go and have a look in the show notes, but it actually shows a breakdown of one particular lead form getting 153 visitors, 25 subscribers, leading to 16.34% in conversions. And I've also included a screen capture of the actual form that I created in ConvertKit that produced that particular result. So hopefully you get a chance to look at the show notes and have a look at the form there. So the next thing that I like about ConvertKit is its integration with WordPress.org or the self-hosted version of WordPress. It has a plugin, ConvertKit has a plugin that allows you to seamlessly integrate with my blog. And when someone signs up using one of my lead capture forms, their information is passed seamlessly through to ConvertKit. So there's no need for me to go in and copy and paste the information from my blog over to ConvertKit. They are also placed in my special container. So I have all these buckets, so to speak. Lead capture forms represents buckets where that information is placed. So only the people who are interested in, for example, a starter blog checklist will be labeled as people who are interested in that content. So whenever I have to send out information or offers around starting a blog, I can go to that particular bucket of people and send out information to them. List segmentation and tagging. So as I mentioned already, ConvertKit offers the ability to segment your list, and that comes in really handy when I have to send an email to those people who are interested in that. You can even do more than that with your list that's already segmented. You can actually run a survey and actually bring that list to respond to something. So say, for example, I have been given 5 t-shirts by one of the brands that I work with. And I want to give that to people who are interested in starting a blog. As you saw in the if you have looked at the screenshot, I have, or I mentioned even earlier, that there are 25 people on the starter blog checklist bucket. And if I have only 5 t-shirts, how do I decide who to send these 5 t-shirts to if I have 25 people who are interested? One of the best ways to find out who would be interested is I can run a survey asking people who are on that particular list in that particular bucket to respond within 24 hours to get some goodies. I can pose a question of like, have you started a blog successfully? And what do you need help with? And people who click on the link and respond to that particular survey, normally you get a click-through rate of say between 10 and 30%, sometimes higher, 40%. So say 5 people responded, which would represent about 25% of the people on the list. I give them the 5 t-shirts. Woohoo! Problem sorted. So ConvertKit gives you the feature to tag those who clicked on the link, and then I would label them as those who are interested in a t-shirt, and I can send out those t-shirts to them. So I've also included a screenshot of what the tagging in ConvertKit looks like, so you can get a feel for that. Right. Integration with Thrive Leads. So I already covered Thrive Leads in a podcast. I think it was only 2 weeks ago. If you missed it, I've included a link in the show notes. You can go back to it. So Thrive Leads are a really awesome third-party tool that I use for lead capture. I know this is going to get a little bit confusing, but allow me to explain. It is such a cool tool that allows me to create lead capture forms that would quickly link to ConvertKit. I've included some screenshots in the show notes again of what Thrive Leads lead capture abilities look like. You can see there's an end-to-end seamless integration between Thrive Leads and ConvertKit. You're probably wondering, why would I use Thrive Leads plugin if ConvertKit already creates lead capture forms? Well, because Thrive Leads forms, the actual forms itself, the way they're designed and all of that, have been proven to improve conversion rates of the lead capture process. So sometimes I would actually use a ConvertKit lead capture form directly in my blog, and sometimes I would use the Thrive Leads one. There's so much more that Thrive Leads offered apart from just lead capture forms. They also do landing pages, etc. But you need to go and listen to that particular podcast to understand why I use it. So instead of getting normally like a 1% conversion in my lead capture forms, I normally get somewhere between 9, 16, or even 33% conversions. I've included an example of a Thrive Leads lead capture form. So you can see how it looks very different, very stylish compared to the ConvertKit lead capture forms. Thrive Leads also offer you a much wider variety in terms of forms. You have exit pop-up forms, lightbox, ribbon forms, full page forms, inline forms, and widget forms. So it's just not just one single form that they offer. They offer loads of different kinds of forms. And these forms have been tested over the years and are proving to get higher and higher conversion rates compared to the ones that offered as standard with ConvertKit. So in terms of the next feature, which is a smooth delivery of content upgrades or freebies, you can imagine that when someone enters their name and email address into your lead capture form, the fun doesn't end there. After a prospect signs up, you have to deliver the freebie. So it's just the beginning of things. What should happen next is delivery of the freebie. And as you can see from the screenshot, I've included a screenshot in the show notes again. There is a way that ConvertKit seamlessly links to, can seamlessly link to a thank you page, or and or they can also then gives you the ability to upload the freebie, which is the PDF document, into ConvertKit. So when someone signs up, they will deliver it automatically to them, to their email address, as opposed to you getting someone to manually do that for you and your business. So it's really easy. Think about it as a puzzle. You can hire someone to sit all day long in your business and manually send freebies to each and every individual that expresses an interest in one of your freebies or one of your content upgrades. But ConvertKit does that to you automatically, so you don't have to worry about that. It's done all for you in the background. The next feature that comes to standard with ConvertKit that I actually like is intelligent broadcast features. So broadcast basically is just the ability to send a one-time message to a group of people on your list. And say, for example, remember those 1,000 customers that we talked about earlier? Say, for example, you want to send a message to that those 1,000 customers, but not all of them. What if you wanted to send it to everyone, but only a group of people who fit a specific criteria, like they love brown widgets and interested in blue widgets, and they've been on your list for at least 12 months? How do you segment that list? How do you decide who those people are? Well, if those are your requirements, for example, and if they're even more complicated, there is an example where before sending a broadcast, it allows you to really segment the list. I've included some screenshots of that in the show notes again. You have a list of all the subscribers, and you can break it down to people who subscribe to with a segment, or if they're cold, or if they're from a different country, or if they're from a different city. So you can actually segment them by city as well, with a subscription date, or with a particular email address, like for example, those with Gmail or those with Yahoo or whatever it is. You can segment to your heart's content. So as you can understand, the ability to really filter down your list of subscribers is really key and really possible with ConvertKit, so that you can, your message can reach the right group of people. Next on the list is cool autoresponder features or sequences. Once a prospect joins your list, you would want to automatically send them a welcome email within a day, even if it means sending them an email at 4 a.m. in Paris, when it's only 7 or 8 p.m. in their particular country where they live. This is when an autoresponder comes in really handy. You can just set it and forget it, and the system will do it all automatically for you. I have included a screen capture of the autoresponder sequence within within the show notes, so you can take a look at that for yourself and see what it looks like. All right, so ConvertKit even has instructions on how to actually complete your sequence. You're probably thinking, well, not all of us are copywriters, first to begin with. So if you're really, really stuck and you need someone to help you with that, you can check out my services, where I can offer you copywriting services for your emails. But, you know, it's really easy to get started doing it. The important thing is that you need to get it done. Otherwise, your entire process of email marketing would be absolutely pointless, of just collecting these email addresses and not doing anything with it. Your customers already tell you that they're interested, so you might as well just take action and send them an email. My most favorite feature of all is the, sense my excitement, the visual automation feature. You gotta love visual automation. They are just the bomb of setting up an entire nurturing sequence or process within your email service provider without the huge, awesome price tag. and I mean huge, awesome price. So you can probably thinking something like Marketo, or you know, one of those huge, fully automated lead capturing service. With a really huge price tag, like 20,000, 30,000 for the software. ConvertKit actually gives you that as standard for really tiny, mini price tag. So I'm really excited about that. And just in case I've totally lost you, let me explain what these visual automation tools are all about and why you need it. Think of it as an employee who is assigned to segment your list based upon an action that your prospect or customer takes. For example, if someone signs up to your lead capture form, sorry, I have to giggle because I just realized I totally lost you. So if someone signs up to lead capture form, call the startup blog checklist form, and they later decide that they want to one of the free t-shirts I was mentioning earlier, and you've done that. ConvertKit has the ability to tag them as interested in startup blog checklist, but also interested in the free t-shirts that was offered or responded to the free t-shirt offer. I have included, again, screenshots of this visual automation in the show notes. So hopefully you'll be just as excited as me when you see what it can possibly do for you and for your business. You can get a system to automatically tag them and move them to a different special list using automation. So you can add a tag, remove a tag, and move the subscriber to a different list or different bucket, so to speak. If they then decide they want to purchase a course, one of the courses for your offer, for example, a Pinterest marketing course, you can then get the system to tag them as they were interested in the startup blog checklist. They were interested in free t-shirts, but now they are interested or are now a customer of the Pinterest marketing course. And they can automatically move them to the bucket of Pinterest marketing. I mean, like, how cool is that? You don't need to do anything. It's all assigned in the done in the background automatically. So what that means for you and your business is that you've now reduced the incidence of human error and save on the cost of a VA specifically to manage list of customers. Because I see it all the time, people looking for VAs to help tidy up their lists and all of that, when they should have in the very first place gotten an email marketing service that will just segment those lists, as opposed to having a VA go through and manually, you know, go through a whole list of people, and you know, it's very messy. So whoo-hoo to you if you decide to use something that has visual automations in the very beginning, so you wouldn't have a messy incidents of data in your business. Okay, no more running around the bush. Clever reporting. If ConvertKit had all of those features and it didn't have reporting, it would still have been a really good email marketing provider. But good news, the icing on the cake is the reporting. It's like having that dashboard in your car that tells you how far you've traveled and how much gas you have left. In each area listed, there is a reporting element available. So for the visual automation, for your email sequencing, every section, every time your customer hits different parts of your email marketing service, there's reporting available. I've included a screenshot of broadcast. I know I haven't covered broadcast yet on this particular podcast. I'll be covering that next. You'd see a screenshot of reporting. So in this particular one, because you can't necessarily see it, I will explain it to you. So I sent a broadcast out to a group of 78 people, and the open rate is 60%, which is really good. And the click rate is 16.7%. So as you can see, that reporting is really, really important, because, you know, if you decide to send emails via your email client on your desktop, you have no idea who's opened the emails and no idea who's click on links. That's why you need an email marketing provider to show you this granular level of detail. There are buttons on the right that allows me to further break down this particular report by seeing exactly who opened the email of the list of 78 people and exactly who were the people who did the clicking, which is so cool. I'm able to see that, see which landing pages are giving me the most opt-ins, as well as if my email sequence is good, bad, or indifferent, I guess, due to the amount of opens, clicks, and unsubscribes that I'm getting. Digestible blog post. I almost forgot to mention that ConvertKit can take your blog posts and import them as broadcast-ready emails ready to send out. I know, it's just so cool. Yes, you can add an RSS feed under the automation feature so that each time you hit publish on your blog, it pulls in that RSS feed into ConvertKit. I have again included screenshots of what that looks like in the show notes, so do take a look at that as well. And I guess just double checking to make sure I covered everything else. I think that's it. Now I have included a video of MailChimp. I can't actually do the video here on the podcast, but as soon as you get a chance to go to the show notes, I've actually included a video review of MailChimp. So you can watch over my shoulder as I show you the features of MailChimp in a video, including their campaign features, their features to create landing pages, because they have landing pages. ConvertKit has landing pages as well. The problem is I don't like the landing page. They're very limited. There are probably four or five of them, and they're not really good. And the same at MailChimp. They've got landing pages, about four or five of them as well, and not very good. But you can look over my shoulder in the video and see as I show you that. I show you as well how you go about creating an email sequences. They have the ability to create ads, which ConvertKit doesn't have, but you know, if you're only new, you probably wouldn't be creating ads anyway, but if you need it, then that's fine. You could always create ads using Canva. But do get a chance and have a look at that video. Up next, ConvertKit versus AWeber. So this is a really short feature, and then I will go into the actual comparison sheet. So AWeber will charge you they have more or less the same features as ConvertKit, but AWeber will charge you for every subscriber on every list, even if that person is on three or four of your lists. So say somebody subscribed to a starter blog checklist list or bucket, and then they also subscribe to say one of my Facebook buckets. AWeber will charge me twice for that one person. ConvertKit, on the other hand, because it's the one singular same email, they will only charge you once for that. ConvertKit sees each email address as unique, as opposed to seeing them as twice. The precision of ConvertKit when it comes to filtering or targeting your audience is really, really good. Compared to AWeber, their filtering abilities is not really that good. And you can check it out yourself. Obviously, you get a 30 days free. So do try the free 30-day trial. Actually, both of them give you free 30-day trial, both ConvertKit and AWeber. So if you want to experiment on the filtering capabilities of both of them, do yourself a favor. And you'll have to obviously upload a list in both of the platforms and do filtering accordingly. You are not able to filter down a specific list by opens and unopens. So you can see those who open when you look at ConvertKit. You can see everyone who opened the list. And obviously you'll have to export the whole list. Like for example, when I talked about the 78 people who went in and I sent the email and 60% of them open. So you can obviously look at those who open and then remove them from the list. And then you can actually then resend those who didn't open using ConvertKit. AWeber, on the other hand, actually shows you who didn't open or those who were unopen. So if it is you need to see the unopened, as opposed to just sending an email to the unopened, then that's fine. Uweber will be a better solution for you. Uweber has the option to have more than one site. So say, for example, you have 5 different businesses in your organization as a company, which most people have. Most people have between three and 10, sometimes 20 different legal entities, which is fine. And say, for example, you want to have one email marketing provider that has the email functionality for all 10 businesses. Aweber can handle that for you. ConvertKit, on the other hand, you have to have a separate subscription for each business. So that's something to consider when buying an email service provider. If you're brand new, you probably wouldn't have more than one business, although there are some companies who actually have more than one business even though they're brand new because of the way they're set up. But if you're brand new, the most likelihood is you probably only need one email marketing services for one company. Then Aweber is a good fit for yourself. Although ConvertKit is not as powerful as Infusionsoft or ActiveCampaign, where you can get lead scoring, so that's very important. If you need the ability to do lead scoring, which many enterprise organizations need, then you need to look at ActiveCampaign or Infusionsoft. If lead scoring is not an issue for you, just in case you don't know what lead scoring is, it's the ability to label leads that come into your business on a scale of, say, for example, 1 to 10 or A to F normally, or no, A to E, A to D normally. So they have A1, A2, A3, B1, B2, B3. And what it means, an A1 is a really good quality lead. And the way they score it is based on if the user went to your website, responded to an email, like the amount of actions they took. If they took 10 actions, they're an A1. If they only took one action, then they're a D3. For example. So that's the way how lead scoring works. And if it is that something you don't need, then ConvertKit will work fine for you. Aweber has a cool stats app that allows you to access to your account while on the go, which can be quite handy. I personally really accept Aweber on my desktop for less for accessing it on my phone. But if that is something that you need to access your statistics on your email marketing while out and about, then Aweber has that available for you. But bear in mind, it doesn't give you the ability to filter your leads as well as ConvertKit does it, and it doesn't give you the visual automations. Aweber has over 700 templates, which is quite attractive. But I use Thrive Leads for all of my lead forms, and Thrive Architect for my landing pages. So I don't actually need the 700 or so templates that's offered by Aweber. I prefer to use a third party for all of that kind of things. The number one feature that I would say that ConvertKit has over Aweber and MailChimp is the visual automations. It reminds me of all of those enterprise level software like CRM filtering and all of those without the expensive price tag. So something to consider when you want to make a final decision whether to go for ConvertKit or MailChimp or Aweber. Think of the pros and cons of going for either one. Now, I have a side-by-side comparison here. I know you can't see because you're on the podcast, but I'll just walk through it really quickly. I have MailChimp, ConvertKit, and Aweber. MailChimp, in terms of the price, they give you free for up to 2,000 subs, as in subscriptions. So people who subscribe to your email list, up to 2,000 of those. It's sort of free. And I think there's a catch when it comes to automation with MailChimp that you have to start paying when you're looking for automation. You have the ability to send up to 12,000 emails, but if you want content automations, they charge you for that. I think on a per email basis. The Price for ConvertKit is $29 a month. You get 30 days free. AWeber, it's $19 a month. You get the first 30 days free. So you have chat support available on all three. In MailChimp, like I said, has up to 2,000 subscribers free. ConvertKit up to 1,000 subscribers is $29 a month. And AWeber up to 500 subscribers for $19 a month. All three offer list segmentation as well as list tagging. There's no visual automation available with MailChimp. Visual automation comes as standard with ConvertKit and none available with AWeber. There's a simple broadcast feature available with MailChimp. If you get a chance, have a look at the video. I show that in there. ConvertKit comes with intelligent broadcasting and so does AWeber. In terms of autoresponder sequence, all three of them comes with autoresponder sequencing. Unfortunately, MailChimp and AWeber, the autoresponder sequencing is quite clunky. If you look at the screenshot I shared with you, the autoresponder sequencing with ConvertKit is really, really simple. No sort of fuss when it comes to doing that. All three of them give you the blog RSS feed as standard. There are very few integrations with MailChimp. There's only a handful of them. Whereas both AWeber and ConvertKit gives you over 50 different ways of applications that you can integrate their software with, which is absolutely cool. All right. Ooh, we've gotten to the end of that. So in conclusion, it is really important to decide which solution is not only suitable for you and your business, but also which will last you for the next 3 years. So you have to look at how you're going to grow in the next 3 years and decide, okay, how fast are you growing as a business? What's your budget? What budget can you afford for the next 36 months? How fast will your email list grow? So if your email list is going to grow really, really quickly, you need to consider, okay, how much is going to be, what the cost is going to be for the next 3 months, for the next 12 months. And, you know, look at how your pricing is going to grow accordingly, because it's all about the subscribers. And remember, important thing, to clean your list constantly. No need to pay for 10,000 subscribers when only 7,000 of them are active. Do you need sophisticated segmentation without the price tag and lots of flexibility? Do you need an all-in-one solution for landing pages, email marketing, and award-winning lead capture forms? Think of all of the things that you need that you don't have. What do you need your email service provider to do? Spend some time really considering what kind of budget is available and what your expected conversion rates would be per 1,000 impressions. So if it is you have traffic coming into your website, say for example, you have 10,000 visitors a month, how many of those, what is your conversion rate? Normally conversion rate is at 1%. Market standard for online conversion is 1%. So you get 1,000 subs a month. If you get 1,000 subscribers a month, that means in 2 months time, you're going to be paying more than $29 a month for ConvertKit, for example, and more than $19 a month for AWeber, example. So you need to, you know, really consider what your conversion ratios are, how many impressions you get, really sit down and think about it. If you're just starting out and you have no traffic whatsoever, then it doesn't really matter. Just choose the best one that would suit you and your business. If you're just starting out and all of this sounds way too complicated for you, then go for ConvertKit because it's so easy to use. There are videos everywhere. It is less clunky option, the least clunky option of all three. So compared to AWeber and MailChimp, they are quite clunky. You can look at the video and see how clunky MailChimp is. Look over my shoulder. AWeber tends to be quite clunky as well. All right. So remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you can be the first to hear about what's happening in entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes or Spotify or whatever your favorite podcast player is. In case you miss it, check out my podcast on not getting 9% conversion rates or conversion opt-ins with Thrive Leads. And if you're looking for podcast hosting, check out my review of SiteGround versus WordPress hosting. If you're looking for WordPress hosting, check out my review of SiteGround versus Bluehost in the link in the show notes. I've left a link there. Take advantage of some free traffic to your blog using Pinterest. I've left a link in the show notes about Pinterest SEO tips. If you're a startup or small business and you need to hire a virtual assistant, feel free to check out my virtual assistant packages that's available around social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, as well as Pinterest account management. If you would like to pick my brain for 15 minutes, do book some time in my calendar. I've left a link in the show notes. I give you 15 minutes of free coaching around blogging, digital marketing, podcasting, and Pinterest account management. Until next time, that's all for today. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week.